comes to communicating over the phone, are you putting your best foot forward or are you just phoning it in? My name is Christy Savick. I'm the managing editor of OfficeAero.com, and today I'm going to show you how to radiate personality over the phone. Now, phone communication isn't all that different from in-person communication. The main difference is that a lot of your senses are taken away. You can't see the person you're talking to, so you can't monitor facial expressions, and you can't gesticulate wildly to get your point across, even though I still do. But you have to use the tools that you have. Did you know that you can actually hear a smile? If you don't believe me, try it. People react differently when they hear a smile in your voice. If the person on the other end hears dread or boredom in your voice, they'll mimic it. It's human nature to mirror one another. So make it routine that the second you pick up the phone, you're physically smiling. Concentrate on the conversation at hand. The person on the other end of the line will know if you're not really listening. If you have to multitask to take notes, for example, let the person know. When conducting business over the phone, there's nothing that bothers me more than dead air. I understand that sometimes you have to type something into the computer or read some notes, but tell me what you're doing and let me know how long it will take. Don't just make me sit in complete silence wondering if you're still there. If it's going to take more than just a few minutes, ask to put me on hold or see if you can call me back later. The phone strips us of everything but our voices. That means that our tone is the only thing we have to portray our feelings. There's no pictures, no hand motions, no facial expressions, just words. Remember that it's not about expressing yourself. It's about expressing yourself in a way that makes sense to the other person. If someone doesn't understand what you're saying, find a better way to say it. If you're explaining something complicated, slow down. A lot of people have a difficult time understanding big concepts without visual assistance, so remember to be patient. Keep all of these things in mind the next time you reach for the phone. Put a smile on your face, give the other person your complete attention, avoid the torturous dead air, and slow down. Now go and show off your fabulous phone skills. And for more advice on communicating in the workplace, visit OfficeAero.com. My name is Christy Savick. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.